I wanted to start off with this little chart up here that is available in our slides, which I think are going to be in your briefcase. And when I was thinking about our presentation this year, I was thinking about how when a client comes to my office, they don't come to me and say, you know what, Christina, I'm really interested in QMB, or I want to know about Star Plus Waiver. No one comes to us and asks that, right? Right? No? Okay. They come to me and they say, Mom has fallen, or something has happened. My spouse has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, or my spouse has been diagnosed with MS. We are worried about how are we going to pay for care. So what I've tried to do in our presentation today and in this slide is to go through a continuum of living arrangements for people so you can start where your client is, find out what's going to be available for them now, and then build a plan for future benefits. So for those of you who like to worry, long-term care planning is perfect for you because you're going to be able to focus all of your worry into worrying for your clients and putting together a plan so the families are not going to worry. Because at the end of the day, what we do for our clients is give them peace of mind. Okay, so we're going to start out with a couple of foundation slides. So if you are new to this practice, if you're interested in elder law, this is your first SNT conference. You need to know the difference between Social Security Disability and SSI. So Social Security Disability is a monthly cash benefit, and it's not means-tested. So even Kim Kardashian, who I wouldn't really exactly call it work, but I think she's paid into Social Security at some point, if she became disabled, she could have qualified for Social Security Disability. And you'll see people who have maybe worked for years and then had some kind of accident fall into this category.